Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Henrietta Christian Fellowship Podcast, the 2015 Audio Advent Devotional. We hope these recordings bless you throughout the Advent season with a renewed focus on the reason for it.
Day 14. Zerubbabel.
Have you ever felt harassed, beaten down, and losing hope, and then God speaks a word that changes everything? The Jews had been captives of the Babylonians for 47 years when Persia overthrew Babylon. The Persian king allowed many captive Jews to return to Jerusalem in order to rebuild the temple of the Lord God of Israel and commanded their neighbors to contribute toward their expenses. The king of Persia returned all the silver and gold temple articles and gave provisions for the trip. Each of the Jewish family leaders made offerings too. God stirred the hearts of the priests and Levites to go to Jerusalem, Ezra 1:5. This was no easy journey. These were long, difficult, and dangerous travel conditions. After they got settled in nearby villages, Zerubbabel led them in reconstructing the altar for burnt offerings on the original site. The local residents terrified them, but soon the workers had reestablished morning and evening burnt offerings to the Lord. The next task was to lay the foundation of the Lord's temple. When this was in place, the priests and Levites gave praise, thanks, songs, and shouts to the Lord. He is so good! His faithful love for Israel endures forever. The oldest among them wept. Meanwhile, the local residents tried to discourage and frighten the people of Judah to keep them from their work. They bribed agents to work against them and to frustrate their plans. Ezra 4:4-5. They wrote a threatening letter to the king of Persia, and he halted the work. A few years went by before God spoke to the prophets. When they gave God's word to the workers, it changed everything. Be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Joshua. Be strong, all you people still left in the land. And now get to work, for I am with you. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised. Haggai 2:4-5. The prophet's role was key to the work getting done. Even though they were not laying blocks or hauling wood, they were the voice of God to his appointed workers. They were the inspiration, confidence, and vision that fueled the work. Zerubbabel completed what God asked him to do, even though he faced persecution and harassment while doing it. And even though it would be 70 years before Ezra and Nehemiah would rebuild the walls of the city, protecting the temple and those who lived near it. A second prophecy later came from God through Haggai. I will honor you, Zerubbabel, my servant. I will make you like a signet ring on my finger, for I have chosen you. Haggai 2:23. A signet ring was a unique imprint, like a fingerprint or a signature. It represented honor and authority. For Zerubbabel, God would bring the Messiah through his descendants. God would bring the Messiah through his descendants to come. This was the honor God promised him. God was signifying that he was renewing the covenant he made with David. When things are hard, when troubles are all around, remind yourself that God has called you to do this thing. He says, I am with you. He changes the heart of a king. He sends someone alongside you when you most need them. He sees faithfulness in his servants and rewards it. Remember to thank him and praise him, sing songs and shout to him, but you are a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our contributors to this Advent devotional: Don Bolt, Sue Bolt, Annette Bonowitz, Natalie Depew, Avik and Sarah Ganguly, Doug Morrow, Don Perkins, Jim and Nan Porter, Robin Schaefer, and Jeremy Zare. This devotional was read by Jeremy and Michelle Zare and produced under the auspices of Henrietta Christian Fellowship, located at 1085 Middle Road in Rush, New York.
Are you local to the Rochester area and looking for a Christmas Eve service to attend?
We invite you to join us as we retell the story of Christ's birth through seven carols and seven verses. There will be luminaries lighting the property and small gift bags for the children as well. Once again, thank you for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.